You're listening to a Community and State Perspective, a conversation focused on sharing insights on Medicaid and managed care. Today, we're speaking with Samantha O'Leary, Vice President of Public Market Strategy at United Healthcare Community and State. Samantha is going to provide us with an introduction to Medicaid.
Samantha, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey there, Nicole. I am the Vice President of Public Market Strategy with the United Healthcare Community and State National Policy and Strategy Team.
Great. Thanks, Sam. So to jump into our Medicaid 101 discussion, the first question we have is, what is Medicaid?
Great question. Medicaid is actually a federal health insurance program that provides healthcare coverage and access to individuals who are low income, as well as individuals with disabilities.
I have here in front of me the next question, which is, what is CHIP? I'm sure that you can describe for us what this CHIP word is. So what is CHIP?
So CHIP is actually an acronym for Children's Health Insurance Program. It's a sister program to Medicaid that was authorized in the late 1990s by Congress. It provides health insurance coverage to low-income kids across the whole country, but typically to lower-income kids at a slightly higher income level than typical Medicaid. CHIP is actually, it's technically an entitlement program similar to Medicaid, but because Medicaid is actually authorized in perpetuity through the Social Security Act, it's an entitlement that as long as you're eligible, you can receive services, and that program is authorized by Congress into the future indefinitely. CHIP, when it was authorized, was given a time horizon, a time limit, and it's continually reauthorized by Congress periodically. And the next time it would be up for reauthorization would be in 2023.
So does every state have a Medicaid and a CHIP program?
Every state does have a Medicaid program. States actually structure their CHIP programs a little bit differently. Some might have what they call a standalone and separate CHIP program, and some actually blend and bleed their CHIP program into their Medicaid program, so it would consider them joint and one as opposed to separate. But every state does cover children as well as adults under Medicaid and CHIP in some form or fashion, but the income level to which they do cover kids does differ.
Great. So can you talk a little bit about who is actually covered by Medicaid?
So Medicaid covers primarily low-income and economically disadvantaged populations, as well as individuals with disabilities. That typically includes, as I mentioned, kids, low-income families, pregnant women. The majority of births in the United States, just under 50%, are actually covered by Medicaid each year, which is interesting. Medicaid also covers seniors who are low income, and as I mentioned, individuals with disabilities.
Great. So we know who's covered, but what benefits does Medicaid provide to those who get coverage?
So Medicaid provides, you know, typical health insurance benefits that you might receive also covered by other types of health coverage programs. So access to a primary care doctor, services you might receive in a hospital, mental health coverage. Medicaid also provides enhanced benefits that are unique to the needs of lower income population. Oftentimes, folks who are lower income typically have challenges in accessing things like transportation to even get to medical appointments. So since the 1960s, Medicaid has actually covered non-emergency transportation, so free rides from their home to their medical appointment to make sure that they can get the care that they need. Medicaid also covers what they call long-term services and supports, which can include medical services, but as well as non-medical services for individuals who are of advanced age or potentially disabled who require additional supports to achieve what they call like activities of daily living, like showering or toileting. Medicaid covers the services and supports that those folks require to, you know, live a fulfilling life and ensure that those needs are taken care of.
So we know who's covered and we know what benefits they get, but how is this exactly funded so that we can give these individuals all these services that you just ran through?
Yeah, it's a great question. So Medicaid is actually jointly funded by the federal government and by each state government. Every state runs a state Medicaid program sort of at the local level for their citizens. And for every dollar that that program actually spends of state money, the federal government chips in and pays the state back a portion of that dollar, at least 50 cents on the dollar. Depending on the state, it actually might be more. So if a state has a less robust economy, the federal government might kick in additional money up to about 72 cents on the dollar. So it really depends, and that funding level, as I said, differs by state. Because as you know, many of us are aware, state economies can really ebb and flow depending on, you know, macroeconomic issues, state unemployment, things like that really change year to year. So that figure, that amount that the federal government kicks in is actually revisited and readjusted on an annual basis.
So that percentage, I'm sure it has a fancy name in legalese. What is that called again?
It's actually referred to as the Federal Matching Assistance Percentage, or FMAP. A really fun acronym to say.
Government love their acronyms. All right, so we know that, as you just said, the funding is a little bit different state by state. What are other ways that a Medicaid program differs by state and how?
Yeah, so the colloquial saying in health policy circles is that once you've seen one Medicaid program, you've seen one Medicaid program. And that's because states are actually given a ton of flexibility by the federal government to design their programs and tailor them to the needs of their citizens, of their providers, and you know, unique things are to the state like geography that can really impact how people access care. So because the states kick in so much money, the federal government provides that flexibility to the states to design the program to their needs. And one of the primary ways that states get that flexibility is through what they call Medicaid waivers. Literally applications that allow states to waive or do away with or change aspects of the federal Medicaid rules at the state level so that they can run the program, as I mentioned, to the unique need of their populations. Different kinds of waivers allow states to do different things. There are what they call 1915 waivers, which allow states to waive aspects of the Section 1915 of the Social Security Act. And those types of waivers primarily allow states to expand coverage of what they call home and community-based services, or access to additional supports for people who have intellectual or developmental disabilities, or have in part of their lifetime suffered things like traumatic brain injuries, and require services that are not typically strictly medical, but provide access to different supports and services that those folks might need to improve their quality of life and live successfully in their home or in the community, as opposed to having to then get those things in a nursing facility.
So that's all done by waivers. And last question that I have on my list, you mentioned you work for United Healthcare Community and State, which is a managed care organization. What exactly is Medicaid managed care?
Yeah, so Medicaid managed care is the introduction of essentially insurance companies into the historical Medicaid program. So typically, and through most of the history of Medicaid, it was funded and paid for through what they call fee-for-service, which is an individual receives a service, the provider provides that service, and the Medicaid program essentially cuts a check. And there's no coordination between the doctors that the individual sees to ensure that they're optimizing and providing all the right care, nor is there any type of mechanism to ensure that all of those services are particularly necessary or appropriate for the needs of that person who's accessing them. So it's really paying for a volume of services rather than any type of valuable services that actually might help the person achieve better health outcomes. And it's also kind of expensive for the state and the federal government that are paying for those programs. So what Medicaid managed care does is introduce the mechanisms of health insurance companies, which have been, you know, operating in other parts of our health system for a while, to provide that coordination of care and ensure folks are receiving, you know, the most appropriate and necessary services that they're eligible for and getting access to all the things that they would be eligible for to improve their health status, but also provides that linkage and coordination across providers and provides that discipline as well on the financial side to ensure that the Medicaid program is in fact paying for value as opposed to paying for volume.
That's fabulous. Thank you, Samantha, for joining us today for our Medicaid 101.
Thanks, Nicole.